Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, are we loaded? You guys got fat out there when we all stopped on the street. It's my turn. You're welcome. You're all welcome. Enjoy. Okay, are we loaded?
If you're unconvinced a particular plan of action I've decided, tell me so. But allow me to convince you, and I promise you right here and now, no subject will ever be taboo. Now, if any of you sons of got anything else to say, now's the time! I didn't think so.
You're all welcome!
You're all welcome.
Enjoy!
Enjoy!
Good evening, everyone. This is Rasheem. You're listening to A Brother's Point of View. It is Wednesday, October 5th, and 8 p.m. We're going to take this for an hour. Our chat room is open if you want to get up in the chat room and kick it with us. If you want to go online and listen to us, you could do it over the phone, or you can do it on your computer by going to blogtalkradio.com/abrothersPOV. That's ABROTHERPOV, A Brothers POV. And if you want to just kick it, like I said, call in. We got the phone lines open. We got our regular cast of characters minus one. And I'm going to take a little time to introduce the brothers. So first up, my man John, say what's up to the people.
Indeed, indeed, John Fire Ali. How's everybody doing? Broadcasting live from high above Silver Spring. Wagwan. And I want to send immense condolences to the family of the great Rod Temperton on his passing today. Lost a legend. Clap that up, et cetera, et cetera.
Amen.
Later.
Amen. People don't know about that Baby Be Mine. They don't know about that Thriller. They don't know about none of that. They don't know about
they
Heat Wave.
Know.
How was he a founding member?
Uh-huh.
He was a white boy from the UK,
uh-huh.
singing Always and Forever. Next up on the introduction piece, Big Ox, say what's up to the people.
What's happening, party people? It's your boy, Ox, the voice of the people. Apologize for my being missing out last week, but I'm here, and let's get this started.
Now, check it. KG could not be with us. He might hop on later on, but he has work that he needs to take care of for the evening. So if we can get the brother, we'll get the brother. But like I said, for you all who are out there listening, do not hesitate to call in. We know y'all got something to say, especially tonight's topic. We're talking about brothers who do not want to date sisters, and conversely, sisters who do not want to date brothers. So, on the real, we know y'all got something to say.
This
before we
be real
get back, you know, man, it popped off because I posted something last week with these three brothers from Yon LeVanzant's Fix My Life, and the three brothers were talking about why they don't date black women. So, I'm going to play that clip so that y'all listen to it, and the listeners, if you hadn't heard it, you can listen to these brothers' reasons. Some may say excuses, but reasons as to why they don't date sisters. And then there's a sister by the name of Kimberly Foster who on Twitter posted a response. I'm going to play her response too, but we'll get to it. We'll get to it after we get the discussion going. But for now, hold on a second. I see a number I want to pull in real quick just because it looks like a very familiar number. Hold on a quick second. Who do we have live on the line with A Brother's Point of View?
Hey, how you guys doing? I actually had a question because I think this is probably like your second or third show. What happened to that other brother that had the dreadlocks that was with y'all? Because he made the show. His name was Jonathan because he was a part of A Brother's Point of View. But I don't hear him
right.
on the last two shows. So I'm
confused. Last we heard, he moved out to Abu Dhabi. so we ain't heard from him in a minute.
Wow. Oh, okay. Wow. I understand. Because before y'all start talking about why black brothers would date white people, it's situations like this. Because you can't trust niggas. See what I'm saying? They just do what the fuck they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's why my brothers got to take themselves to the white talk shows, you know, and support Donald Trump and do all this stuff. Because we can't stay together as a team.
Man, stop playing. Go ahead and introduce the boy, Ross.
Speaking of Donald Trump, he would call around to talk shows and radio shows and disguise his voice and act like he's somebody else. I wonder if we just been Trump right now. With that said, let me bring the old school brother in. Ja, you want to introduce yourself and you want to kick it with us today?
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just happy to be here just to share some time with the brothers. I'm glad they brought back a brother's point of view. You know, unfortunately, I'm not a main host, but, you know, I'm going to drop in from time to time, and I'm always going to support and be here for my brothers.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so since Kelcher couldn't be here, I'll fill in for him right now.
No doubt.
So y'all ready?
We're going to play the family room, the family man role. Somebody got to do it.
Someone. Mm-hmm. Are y'all ready? And for anyone else out there in the listening land, I see we got Yenny in the chat room. There's another guest up in the chat room. Are y'all ready to listen to this? Why these young men say they don't date sisters?
Come on, man. Play this bullshit. Let's see what they're talking about.
Let's hear it.
I tried to clip it, but it's about 2.5 minutes long, so bear with us.
All right.
Do you have any idea why you're here?
We share some of the same opinions.
About? Why are black women so angry? Was your mother angry?
To a certain degree, yes.
She had that anger inside of her, but she made sure that she didn't pass it on to me. I see how she handles that, and she gives off that vibe that I get from women here. But when it came to me and how she approached me and taught me about women, she said, don't deal with this.
That's interesting, because as a black mother,
yeah,
my work was to help my son understand it so that he would know how to stand in it with a black woman. Why are you here?
My situation is a little bit different because I traveled a lot when I was a kid, very talented, very gifted musically. So because of that, when I came back to my neighborhood when I was dealing with certain black women, you're different. You talk funny. You dress funny. The music you listen to is funny. I don't like being because I had flip-flops on or I had a turtleneck, I'm gay. The problem I'm having is just because you're my culture and you're black, you don't get a pass. All the women in my family, I got a side of cousins that made me feel weird about that.
How can anybody make you feel anything? You get to choose how you feel.
You don't know that when you're kids, it's a psychological imprint.
What does that have to do with today?
Now, with a black woman, I have this in my mind before I even talk to you, she's going to think I'm weird. And that bothered me a lot.
When I went to junior high school, I got bussed from Ocean Hill, Brownsville to Flatbush, and they spit on me and called me a nigga. They spit on me. And I was 13. And these were adults, not the children. So my point is this. That don't have nothing to do with who I am today. What is your experience?
A lot of black women, they don't want to talk to me. Some of them don't want to talk to me. Some of them want to talk to me because, one, I'm a God-fearing man. I don't believe, like, right now I'm practicing abstinence. I'm not having any sex whatsoever.
Why you ain't in the church?
I am in the church. I'm going to talk about the church woman. If you don't have a collar, they don't want to talk to you. I'm straight up.
But
if you don't have a collar, they don't want
to talk to you.
Do
you know what the collar represents, though?
I guess it's purity or, you know, leadership or, I don't know, a divine.
How about power? That's what it represents.
Okay.
Y'all heard that? So let me ask you, Neil, what's your first reaction when you hear those comments about those reasons why they don't deal with black women?
Man, I gotta be careful what I say because I'm sipping the Tennessee. But come on, man, that's some bullshit, B. And the only reason I say that because I'm older now, so I have to. I'm gonna do it politically correct, but still be raw. So now, number one, everybody's entitled to their viewpoint. If you don't like sisters, you don't want to date sisters, I can't convince you why you should or should not, because that is your opinion. But the excuses, come on, man, that's some bullshit. That you cannot tell me that you feel that, you know, black women are so aggressive or they're unapproachable or let's play devil's advocate. If you want to go that route, and we all know the deal, 9 times out of 10, our sisters are the way they are, quote-unquote, in parentheses, because they've either been played, they've been hurt, somebody has used them, abused them, to whatever degree. So you can't tell me that you as a human being, if you've been used, abused, played with, lied with, whatever, a multitude of bullshit, that the next person, you're going to be all friendly and be like, hey, maybe you're the one. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but you're going to have to work for that. And so if they come across aggressive or they come across as unapproachable, it's because they've dealt with the bullshit before. So they need to figure out, is this motherfucker for real or is it more bullshit? So it's just a defense tactic. And if you're a real dude, if you're a real nigga, and this is the queen that you want or this is the woman that you want, you'll make it work. You'll work for it. And any sister, I don't care what anyone says, any sister, if they're approached by a real dude or a real cat, they'll see through the bullshit, and they won't be so, quote-unquote, aggressive. But come on, man, you got to get off that bullshit about sisters are aggressive and unapproachable. But that's just my opinion on it.
Okay. John, you sounded like you were hopping it.
Yeah, because I got a whole lot. I just want to make this real quick. Of all of us, I think that I'm the person that's had, like, the most experience actually dating other races. The same kind of, you know, if you've been messed over, lied to, et cetera, rationale that Neil just laid out, that's true for men and women. I feel like in 2016, if you can find somebody that is willing to deal with everything that you bring to the table, the good and the bad, if you can find somebody that can deal with that, whether they black, white, Latin, Asian, tall, short, whatever their issue is, hold on to their ass real tight because it is bleak in these streets. Number one. Number two, like, I will grant that there are a lot of issues. Everybody has stuff that they dealt with when they were a child and, you know, problems. You know, people thought I was a nerd and it scarred me or, you know, whatever. But in the end, you have your preferences. You have the things that you will deal with and the things that you won't deal with. I find it very interesting that when black men are like, I prefer X, you know, whatever, white women or big behinds or long hair or whatever it is, somebody always got something to say. But if a woman of whatever ethnicity says, I prefer XYZ, well, then it's just her, you know, stating her preferences and she needs to be able to do what she want to do and yak, yak, yak. Let's all lay our cards on the table and be real. You like what you like. It don't matter to anybody else. It's not impacting anybody else. And Ayala can't fix nobody's life. So she needs to sit her ass down somewhere.
Hey, let me ask you a question real quick, John, because you opened up the can of worms, and I think Rob appreciates
it. I got a question after you.
Oh.
No, my question is going to come after yours, because I know yours is good. Go ask your question first.
Wait, you broke up. You said me? Oh, my bad. No, I couldn't.
I said yeah. All
right, so since John said that he has had, you know, he's dated outside the race, let me ask you a question just being straight blunt. In your opinion, who's easily approached? Who's easier to approach? Sisters, white women, other ethnicities? Who was more easily approachable in your opinion?
See, this is a very personal thing because, as y'all know, I'm me. I look like me. I act like me. There is no hard to approach woman for me. So I can't, you know, I'm kind of a special case. So I will say that.
Can I chime in for a second hand?
All right.
Chime
in.
The thing is that you talking about you brothers right here, right? And that's a whole different caliber of man with regards to confidence and everything else. All right. I have a lot of female friends, African-American female friends. And the issue is, I'm going to be real with y'all. Y'all know this. Half of these women are miserable. They miserable, man.
Really?
I mean, they might look yep. good. They might look good. All my female friends look good. But would I want to deal with half of them with regard to a relationship? Hell no. Because when you put a good man
I can
in
tell
front of them,
we gonna have some controversy
they always
about this
have, yeah, when you put a good man in front of them, they always have excuses somewhere and somehow. You know, but yet you can sit back and watch the dudes that they dating on Twitter and everything else and, you know, swiping left and right and they go out on these dates and whatnot, and they come back with a rack of problems. Did the dude have a job? Yes, he did, but he was short. You know, did the dude talk to you? Yeah, he talked to me, but he talked too much. You know?
True.
Like, was a dude, did he get affectionate with you? Nah, he didn't. He must be gay. You know, or yes, he did. He touched me. It was the third day. He touched me on my wrist too many times. I don't like that shit.
Are you saying that there's just no pleasing these sisters?
There's no pleasing. Because
yo, wait a minute. Let me interject real quick. I just want to. We are not trying to slam black women. I just got a text saying that we slamming black women. We are not slamming black women. If the shoe does not fit, don't walk in it. We are just merely expressing ourselves. We are not slamming all women. We don't know all women. So my bad. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. No. And definitely, we're not slamming black women. I can only, you know, reference some of the ones that I know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just going off of, and I got to be the person to play devil's advocate at this point. I'm going off of the clip that we heard in those brothers. I could see those brothers as probably being, you know, kind of, let's say, normal brothers. You know what I'm saying? There's no shine to them. You ain't gonna do a double take or a triple take when you see them. You know? And because of that, I could say they feel slighted just by that dude's explanation of, oh, if I wore a certain outfit, niggas thought I was gay. You know, Neil, you're correct. That's on him and his self-confidence, you know. But at the same time, if he sits back and then black women pass him over repeatedly, you know what I'm saying, but then the white woman might see his worth or something, it's understandable, you know what I'm saying, that they might be like, yo, I'm only going to date, you know, the white woman, you know what I'm saying, because I tried too many times in my own community to date people, and it didn't work out. But again, on his side, he might be reaching for the unobtainable, you know, reaching for that fly sister that's hanging with the drug lord. Like, don't even go there. You know, look at the girl next door that's right there. You know, so it's vice versa.
Hold on a second. Let me get in here. Neil, let me get in here real quick. Let me ask y'all this question, because it's sounding like we're making a distinction. These brothers aren't dating sisters because of experiences that they've had in their life. And as a result, those experiences have shaped them. And now they just don't want to, you know, it's the way they've been nurtured. The environment has created that. I don't want to look at sisters no more. All right, cool. Put that to the side. What about brothers that don't want to date sisters because they just don't like the way black looks? It's too dark. They too dark. They nose too wide. They got full lips. I don't like a sister. I don't like a woman with all that behind. I want a woman who don't have, you know, who's a little smaller in the backside. What about those brothers? Because we know they exist. And callers, I see y'all out there. Y'all hang on. I'm gonna come to y'all in a little bit. So fellas, what about those brothers? You know they out there.
Yeah, they stupid.
Nobody.
Yeah. I mean, like, everybody got their preferences. Everybody got
I think everyone does have their preference.
I mean, you could.
I think they do. Who? Go ahead.
It's the same type of dude that will say, I prefer my women to be of a lighter complexion. I prefer my women to have this type of hair versus that type of hair. You know, you got whatever it is that you like. I think so often people take things so personally. Like, if you like tall men as a woman, I'm relatively short. I can't be mad about that. You know what I'm saying? You like tall men.
But you
that's
know what
business.
I say to that?
There's plenty of women out there that's going to like what I bring to the table.
But you know what I say to that, too? And it's kind of weird to me. It's like, how can you be a black brother? And like I said, it's just my opinion. But how can you be a brother? 9 times out of 10, okay, your mama, you know what I'm saying, your mama was a black woman. But to come out and say that I don't like black women, it's like, damn, okay, so what is your real feeling towards your mom? You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're going by what Rasheem said, I don't like black women because they're too dark, or I don't like this, that, and the third, and you a brother saying that, it's like, damn, I need to reverse that shit. Like, damn, what's the relationship with your mama like? You know what I mean? Something damaging or something somewhere, somehow, had to affect your viewpoint. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be wrong, but I don't think any brother that's going to say he loves his mama, who was a black woman, is going to come out and say, yeah, I love my mama, but I don't like black because the nose. And you know what I'm saying? It's something missing. Something caused that. Some kind of stigma or something made him feel that way. You know what I mean?
Well, so, hold on a second, John. There is something out there. Internalized racism, internalized oppression. There are a lot of people out there who've been black folk who've been brainwashed into thinking that black don't look good, black is ugly. Like the first dude who spoke, he said black women are so angry. And yeah, he related it to his relationship with his mama, but then he put that out on all the black women. I'm not going to date no black women because black women are angry. And went as far as to say his mama told him not to date black women. I'm like,
that's
wow.
So there's some kind of stigma, something that caused that. Like you said, he put it on his mama for a minute. But then again, also, if his mama didn't appreciate herself as a black woman, and here you have having a black son, and you self-hating, that's the problem. So I'm saying, it had to be something which triggered that. You ain't just going to be born by a black woman and all of a sudden, I don't like black women. But, you know what I'm saying, like you just touched on. It had to be a cause, something that triggered that.
Okay, let me get a caller. Let's get a caller in here. And then after that, John, you can interact with the caller too, because I know you're ready to say something. So caller, we got callers out there. I'm gonna pull you in by your last four digits. I will say your last four digits. I will make your mic hot. It'll be live. If you're just listening, tell us you're listening. But if you have a comment, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and give us your comment. The first caller I'm pulling in, the last four digits is 7691. Caller, you're on with us.
Hi, this is Dakota. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. This is who?
Dakota.
Dakota, you have a comment for us?
I think that people who don't date within the race give BS excuses. And the reason why I say that is because I've had experience with a guy. He was from Barbados. His best friend was a white chick. His ex was a Korean chick that was like, you know, holla at me when you make $103,000 a year. So with me, I don't have a problem with interracial dating, but don't criticize me and how I look and all types of stuff. Like this dude, you know, I have 7 tattoos. He was like, tattoos
like
on a black woman look trashy. He criticized my weight. It was just a mess. And my thing is, you know, I have no problem with interracial dating, but don't criticize me as a black woman and tell me your problems with other races because I really don't care. I think it's rude.
Okay, I can dig it. John, you got any questions for Dakota? You want to interact with her?
One quick thing I wanted to clarify. The caller, Dakota, you said you have how many tattoos?
7.
Was that?
We love you, Dakota.
7, okay. Yeah, I think that, like, as Dakota was just saying, if you are, you know, totally dismissing a whole group of people in favor of another group of people, you don't know all them one group of people. And that speaks to what Neil was talking about earlier, some kind of, you know, trauma or post-traumatic, whatever you want to call it, syndrome where you hate yourself a little bit. You've got some kind of issue with yourself. If you are dark, I've always wondered about, like, a lot of dark-skinned men ultimately prefer lighter-skinned women. When you look in the mirror and you don't like a darker person, your ass is black as type text. How can that possibly be? But, you know, like I said, it's an issue. It's on all sides. It's with men. It's with women. It's with black. It's with white. We in a real bad place as a culture, in my opinion. But, Dakota, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your call, Dakota. Stay on the line. We might come back to you later. Ja, you got anything to say to this? Ja,
no,
you even
I don't. There? Yeah, I'm here. I mean, no, it was a little delay in there, man. I'm there. But no, I don't at all, man.
Okay, all right. So you know what? We're going to get one more caller. Let's get one more call and then we'll move on. Who was that that said I mean? Was that Neil or was that John?
John.
That was me.
All right,
but
let's get one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's get one more caller, and then we're going to go back to you, John. And then I got a question I want to ask because I think we're overlooking some stuff too. All right, caller, last four digits is 3068.
Hello?
Caller 3068, you got a comment or are you just listening?
I was actually just listening. I guess she came in a little bit late on the conversation. I don't know if it was actually touched upon by anybody about how, pardon me, like, I just, never mind. Anyway.
Sounds like
your people combobulated.
Sounds like your phone went out.
Combobulated.
Yeah.
No, the phone, yeah, the phone reception, it went out.
Are you there, brother?
Man.
All right, we have to come back to you later. We'll come back to you later. Okay, well, let's try one more caller. Since that caller, we couldn't get him. Let's try one more caller. And then, like I said, John, we're going to go to you. Caller, your last four digits. I'll say your last four digits. If you were just listening, tell us you're just listening. If you have a comment, tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what your comment is. Last four digits is 1272. 1272.
It's Yanni, Bronx, New York. How are y'all?
Yanni!
Okay, I'm truly upset about this topic because the fact I didn't get a chance to see it, but I did see the commercials, and one of the brothers happens to be Greek. So it kind of touched home because he lives, I think, in New York or something like that. But either way.
I think the brother also is a graduate from Howard University, premier
exactly.
HBCU.
Oh,
man. Yeah, we did speak about
serious?
That. Yeah, so it hurts, like, you know, for me being a black woman, it does hurt. I understand when he stated that, you know, as women, and I'm just saying women, we have anger, and that's a lot of things. It could be struggle. It could be personal. You don't know what the person went through, grew up. One of y'all spoke about, you know, personal strife and struggles and stuff like that that make us who we are today. But that tests to everybody. So to single out us and say that, oh, we angry and stuff, I don't think we angry. I think we're more passionate than anything. So I hate the fact that when people think that our how we put ourselves out there is considered anger or, you know, that we're aggressive and stuff, when it's really truly passion. And the thing about it is that we all have to understand, especially our black men, they need to understand this is how we grew up. And if you grew up a certain way, and where one of the dudes saying that his mother was always angry, she didn't pass it over, she made it careful to pass it over to you, the fact that you even knew she was angry says enough that she did pass it to you. There's nothing way
Yanni,
you can do
Yanni,
is how you grew up.
Let me ask you a question, Yanni. Let me ask you a question. You said that this is just the way y'all grow up, and we need to understand that. At any point in time in a relationship, do you recognize that your personality may be detrimental to the relationship or it may cause tension? And at any point in time, do the both of you sit down, talk, and try to compromise?
Yes.
Or do you just say this
the
way I am?
I'm going to go by personal. I'm going to tell you by my personal. Like right now, I'm in the beginning stages of a quote-unquote relationship. Okay, and I'm very blunt. So I went to him and said, like, what the hell are we doing? What is going on? Let me know and everything. I'm of a certain age. I'm 37 years old. I can't play these games. I don't like playing games. I'm not in that point. He kind of took offense to it because he said the way I came off at him. And I said, I apologize. And I told him, I said, I apologize if I came off at you like this, but also understand my point because I've dealt with, excuse my language if I say that, fuck boys, okay? And it kind of skews certain things because the relationships that I've had in the past or lack thereof, communication was always an issue. Not on my end per se, but on the male side, of it. So I told him
if I came
out a certain way, I apologize, but I need to know what's going on because if we're going to be friends with benefits, let me know if it's friends with benefits. If this is going to go towards a relationship, let me know if it's a relationship. If we're trying to build up and just see what happens, let me know what that is. Even the fact that when we have that communication at the end, something always happens where it kind of changes the situation, and I'm like, but dude, we had this conversation earlier or in the middle or in the midst of the whole situation. So for me, when I come out a certain way, it's because of my past relationships. But at the same time, I've had some series of other things that happened that make me who I am today, some good, some bad. And, you know, at the end of the day, it kind of shapes my relationship with dudes, okay, especially the black
men. Well, you know, the second dude tried to say that, and Yala wasn't going to let that ride. She was like, nah, just because that was your experience, that don't mean it has to affect you at this stage. You're a grown
person.
That's the
second dude. Is that the second dude that said that he abstinent and all that?
No, that was the third dude. The second dude was like, no, I had.
But is it me or doesn't that shit seem? Is it me or doesn't that shit irk somebody else? Because when I heard Jenny say that she put everything on the table, which I could salute because I'm a Bronze Cat, but when Jenny puts everything on the table and tell the dude how it is, for him to say, oh, I don't like your tone, and she had to apologize, that shit don't sound right. Like, if it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jenny had to apologize.
I got a problem with that.
That shit, I mean, like, no disrespect, Jenny, because you know I got love for you.
You see?
But you
understand?
That shit don't sound right for a female to have to apologize for her being direct and straightforward, and be like, yo, this is how it's going to go. Like,
let me interject right here, because I'm going to have to take the other brother's side. You know, and Yenny, mind you, we don't know, you know, that there's three sides to every story. Your side, his side, then the truth, okay? So let me put it this way. I'm a black male. I'm chilling. I'm here chilling with Yenny, sitting down on the couch, you know, watching TV. I'm thinking everything is good, about to eat my barbecue potato chips. She come out of left field, probably after we just finished doing something, and is like, what are we? Could I have been through this before? And yada, 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 yada. So the minute she says, I'm like, yo, you know, I get defensive immediately. I thought everything was fine. We just had ice cream 2 minutes ago. I just licked it off of you. Now you asking me these types of questions? You know? Yeah.
Word?
I don't like your tone. You see? That's why I don't like messing with black chicks. A white chick would have just sat there and shut up. She actually would have went and got me some grapes and peeled the skin off of it and threw it in my mouth. And you here telling me, you know, you here asking me, what are we right now? Because you getting old, I got to marry you and have kids. Like, see, it's that whole Venus versus Mars thing, you know. If you take color out of it altogether, you know, automatically, you know, a black woman is more prone, let's say, to want more details. You know, black women, they want to know what's going on. They want to plan properly. They want to be able to nurture. You know what I'm saying? And dudes,
but
unfortunately,
then,
some dudes, they're scared of that. Some dudes are scared of that. You know?
But
I'm saying,
y'all,
yeah,
I assure y'all, white women want to nurture you too. Asian women want to nurture you too. Spanish, Latin
but
women want to nurture
let
you
me,
too.
Let me throw your analogy back at you, John. So suppose you and Yenny's dating. And, like, she's been asking questions, like, where we going? But let's say you ducked and dodged it, so she ain't really pressed the issue. So now a month turned into 6 months, a 6 months turned into a year. And then finally, after that year, she just frustrated. And here y'all just finished smashing, and you just finished licking up from head to toe. But she's like, hold up, it's been a year. And she had to come at you like, yo, what we doing? It's been a
Can
year.
Can I
you
speak
know,
on that? Can I say something? Be honest
on,
with you.
Speak
you also
it,
have to understand there's a lot of dynamics that make a relationship, okay? So the fact of the matter is that dependent on the person, male or female, you got to look at their maturity when it comes to relationships, because some people are not mature to handle certain things, and that's why you might get the, like he said, we chilling on the couch and everything, you might get the direct thing. Like, I used to do that early on, like when I started trying to figure out what I like, don't like, whatever. But I also realize now that when I'm in a relationship, I need to take time for things to build up. But at the same time, I forewarn the brother, and I'd be like, look, you know, when you get a chance, we got to speak on something. And, you know, of course, they might get on their guard and stuff like that. I said, nah, it's nothing bad. I just want to know where we at in this relationship, and so that I could plan accordingly, because things tend to shift, you know, after 6 months or so and whatnot. And we can't always assume that the person, no matter which side it is, that they're emotionally mature enough to handle certain relationships.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
thank
you,
you
know,
Yenny.
The thing.
Very true.
All
thank
right.
you, Mama.
The statement,
you're welcome.
Damn. All right, well, thank you. Yeah, well, here's my thing. I'm going to go back to the part of the scenario where she comes at him and he takes offense of it to it, and he's trying to, like, yo, what's the deal? What's going on? Here's my issue. I think men should be able to de-escalate situations. I think a man should, whether it's he's dealing with a woman, a man at work, on a ball court, in class, if he's confronted with a confrontational situation, right, a man should be able to be like, yeah, what's the deal? What's going on? What's going on? You know, I'm not offended that you came at me like that. I'm trying to figure out why you came at me like that so we could troubleshoot this. And now at that point, if she's not about troubleshooting and she just want to, you know, argue for argument's sake and fight for fight's sake, then you can start placing whatever value judgment on it and then bounce. But for the most part, the dude, he needs to be able to de-escalate that situation.
But listen to what you just said, Sam. You said the key word. You said a man. Think about how many times we went out as a family, as the fellas, and we went to different spots, and we saw a rack of dudes in there. And what did we say? Ain't no dude in there got anything on us. You know what I'm saying? Because dudes is not acting like dudes nowadays. We've said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know how, like
I mean,
in any scenario, you don't know how to take criticism or you know, a woman, your woman is sitting down with you and saying, baby, what's up with us? And you don't have no answer for that? And then you're going to flip it on, oh, you're aggressive. Now, she got to apologize, you know what I'm saying? I think the key word that you just said is, man, there's not a lot of real dudes out here. A lot of dudes is on some funny business. A lot of dudes is on some bitch shit. And a lot of dudes haven't grown up yet. And a lot of dudes are still little boys.
Yo, okay. That needs to be a subject for next week, because there is a crisis of manhood and what it means to be a man in 2016 across the board,
Burn.
In my opinion. But
let me tease that right now, John. Actually, next week, because the movie drops on this week. Next week, we're talking about Birth of a Nation.
Ooh,
and
I
that whole
wait.
Thing that went down
yes, sir.
With Nate Parker. We talking about that next week.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. But I wanted to touch on, first of all, Yenny, we need to change the name of the show to A Brother's Point of View, and Yenny, because she has been down from the gate. We love you, Yenny. Keep doing what you're doing.
Dumb.
But, like,
yep.
I have, I guess, problems. For one, I feel like apologies are useless. Your friends don't need it. Your enemies won't believe it. That's just my personal opinion. But we keep saying, you know, black women are too aggressive. Black women are too aggressive. Who are these black women that's too aggressive? Where are they at?
Yeah,
I need to find them.
I'm trying to figure that out.
The last time I checked, where are they at? Because I'm looking everywhere. Because anytime I go someplace, I got to talk to her. I got to pay our way. I got to open up her door. I got to come to her house. I got to meet her friend. I'm the aggressive person. She sits her ass back and just lets everything come to her.
You're confusing aggressive with independent. You're looking for an independent woman who's going to do traditionally independent, contemporarily independent. You want a woman who's going to do something that traditionally the man should do. And we not going to get into that discussion. That's
a different
discussion about
chivalry.
We're not going to do that today. I think a man should do those things. You know, now, my issue is when you talk about where these aggressive women, I haven't had no woman, black woman step up to me and curse me out of nowhere. Matter of fact, I haven't had a black woman curse me out at all. Actually, I had one, and I had to tell her, you do that one more time and see where that gets us. But one, in 40-some-odd years of living, so I'm trying to figure out, do they date one or two ladies, have an issue that goes awry, and then because of they're projecting that on all the other sisters, they said, forget it, I'm going to go with these white girls because I feel these white girls may be a little more docile. And quite honestly, I question whether or not they dating white girls.
And you know what, Ron? I got to follow up on that real quick for somebody to say something. Like, and that's a very good point. In my 44 years on this earth, I've never come across an aggressive
black. You ain't 44 yet, because if you're 44, I'm 43. We ain't pushing it up yet. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I agree with you, fam. I've never come across an aggressive black sister, and I like what Yenny said. It's passionate. Yes, it's passion-driven. It's passion-filled. But, yeah, that whole aggressive title that we give sisters, I think it's some bullshit. I think it's some weak-ass niggas that really can't hold it down. Like Josh said, they don't have confidence. So the easiest thing you could do, what's the easiest thing you could do when you're losing an argument? Put blame on the other person. You know what I mean? That's how I feel, though.
Okay.
Let me get another caller.
Let me
get another caller real quick. Okay, you step in, John, and then we'll get another caller. No, John, go on in and we'll
get
a caller
again,
after that.
As a person that has dated outside of the race, like I was saying, I don't think that it is, you know, aggression pisses everybody off. Look, our demographic right now, all of us, we are in our mid to late 30s to early 40s. We have been on all sides of the relationship. You've been the main thing. You've been the side piece. You've hurt somebody. You have been hurt. You have been through it all at this point. And it is normal and natural for you to draw conclusions based on your experiences and try to learn from that going forward. So if you see a person's personality and you know that you are going to have conflict with that type of personality, whether she's black, white, Latin, Asian, whatever is immaterial, you're going to avoid that because you have already had that experience in your past and you don't want to repeat that old-ass mistake. It just so happens that in this particular case, these guys might have run into women that made them feel like they were lesser than or insecure or whatever you want to call it, and they have just basically generalized that for everybody. That is where my problem is. You can't generalize these individual issues that you might have had in your past to everybody, and people do that all the time, and it's wrong.
Okay, we got a caller, another caller. I'm going to get this other caller, and then I have a question about one of those reasons that one of the young men on the clip brought up. So, caller, I'll call you out by your last four digits, and then let us know if you're just listening or if you have a comment. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and let us know what's on your mind. Your last four digits is 4419, 4419.
Hey, Nall, it's Sierra. I'm just listening.
All right, thank you, Mama.
Thank you
for listening. All right, so check it. One of the brothers said the reason why he don't deal with women, sisters, is because he's been celibate for the last 3 years. He's been in the church, and sisters in the church ain't trying to hear it. He went as far as to say that women, you know, if you ain't got a collar, they're not really trying to respect it. Now, we talked about this on my Facebook page, and some of the women were like, yeah, it's because he was saying that it's about, you know, power and control, and if, you know, if he doesn't have it, then they're not trying to mess with him. And that's not what he said. Iyala asked him what it was about, and she said it's about power. He didn't say that. He didn't view it about power. The way he viewed it is, though, at least what I took from it, I tell these sisters I'm celibate, and they pretty much like, nah. Anyone got a response?
That's real. That is real.
Does that seem valid? Does that seem like a valid reason?
It's real. I mean, not. I can't speak on the religious aspect of it, but I firmly believe black people do not know how to date. I'm black, but we don't know how to date. All we do is we meet somebody, we go out with them a couple times, we have sex, and then we go together. That's basically what we do. No, you need to go out with this person and meet them, and sex really does complicate things immensely. That was not something that we really understood, you know, when we were young people. But as we've gotten older, I hope that we've gotten to a maturity level where we can understand sex really does complicate things. And once you cross that boundary, regardless of what label you would upon the other, you know, friends with benefits, my girlfriend, my boo, my side piece, my woman, my wife, whatever. Once you are having sex with that person, it complicates things for them. It complicates things for you. And when you tell a woman, I am purposefully not having sex, that kind of throws things off because now it's like, well, you know, now what? We just going to just go out over and over and over and over and over again? And like I said, we're not used to that. We're not used to going out and just dating over and over and over. We like, I need some kind of stability. Like Yenny touched on earlier, like what are we? What are we doing? If we don't have some
John,
kind
did
of
you say,
label to stop on it.
I don't want to misquote you, but did you say that black people don't know how to date?
That is my opinion. Black people do not know how to date.
No,
and that's the generalization. I
respect your opinion, but would you say it's fair to say black people or society as a whole? Because think about it. With all this technological advances, you know what I'm saying, everything is on your phone. You go out, people are paying attention to their phone. When's the last time any of us wrote a letter? You know what I'm saying? When's the last time, you know, you actually went to the person's house that you really want to have a conversation with? We could be three blocks away. You're going to text me, yo, what you doing?
You know, we're running tight on time. I want to make sure we don't miss the obvious implication by my question. He is saying, forget what you heard about. It's not what you think about me always wanting the sex. He's saying the sisters always want the sex. And it is messing up, in his opinion, it's messing up my relationship with God. Why is it that I got to convince a woman that it's good for us to wait to bone? So is the underlying implication there that there are men who are being bullied into sex by black women, and it's causing, or at least that man who was bullied in, trying to be bullied into sex by a black woman, and it's causing him to now project across over all black women that all you do is want sex? Has he now Jezebeled a whole community of black women because he dated women who wanted to bone after he said, "I'm being celibate for God"? He Jezebeled everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a very, very small sample. I mean, that's there's only a few examples of that, but of course, that absolutely is happening.
Okay, yeah, I'm about to say that's go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, go ahead and talk, because I'm gonna get another caller after you, because we're running tight on time.
No,
I want to make sure we get all our calls.
But that's so far that's his experience, and I think that's valid. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna be real. Let's be real about the situation. When you tell, I'm sorry, ladies and everyone for generalizing, but when you tell a black female, "Yeah, I'm not trying to have sex right now," automatically you just kind of, you almost took the power, you took the power away from her. But a lot of black females are taught that, you know, down there is your power, power in the pussy. So when you do tell a female that, they're like, "What the fuck? What, am I not good enough for him now? He must be fucking somebody else.
Are you gay?
Something's going on.
Gay?
Are you gay?" Right, and they do actually press up more than usual, you know? So, I mean, it happened. If he's a black man in a church, no kids, and a job and everything else, yeah, they want this nigga. They want him bad. You know? And he's there like, "Oh, they're coming at me. They're like lions. I don't like it."
All right, Jack, let me get this
caller. I need to go to church then, I see.
Let me get this caller. We're going to recognize you by the last four digits of your phone number. If you're just listening, tell us you're just listening. If you have something to say, give us your name, where you're calling from, and then let us know what's on your mind. Your last four digits is 4419, 4419. You are live with a brother's point of view. 4419.
Hello.
Anything to say? Okay, we gave it a chance. Thanks for listening.
Guess not.
If not, it's a wrap. All right, so let me ask y'all this, because we haven't chatted about this for a split second. You know, we spent the whole time on the brothers, but you know they have a bunch of sisters. And John, you alluded to it earlier. If a brother doesn't want to date a black woman, he's a cancer to the race. But when a sister doesn't want to date a black man, she just looking for white bae. Is there a double standard there?
Taste the rainbow.
Hell
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Big time. I mean, I am not a black woman.
What do you think
I cannot
fueling
exactly
the double standard? Because if you look at commercials now, a lot of these commercials on television are showing
interracial
families, mixed families, and interracial mixed couples.
Yes.
Whether it's cereal, cars, or cable and high-speed internet. But in terms of the mixedness, it's always a black woman and a white man, a white husband. In this,
right.
Is it a double standard? Is it okay for the sister? Have we treated them so badly that it's all right for them, but if we do it, then, you know, we must have just been an athlete trying to get us a white trophy wife?
I reject in totality that, quote unquote, we treated them so bad. Number one, absolutely are black women dating outside of their race? Immensely. That happens every day of the week. We already know that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when she does do that, it is accepted by her peers as like, "Okay, well, you go, girl," basically. High five, taste the rainbow, do what you need to do. Get you that white man, get you that whatever man, because he treats you well, do what you need to do. And it's okay. But when you as a man are dating outside of your race, it is not the, like, women won't necessarily, you know, cast aspersions on you, but we can go, if you accidentally put a picture of you and your white girlfriend online, it is a guarantee they are going to heat your ass up in the comment section. My man from Luke Cage, his wife is white, and he had to go on the radio and explain why he is with this woman that he's been with for 14 years. You don't have to explain why you're with somebody. I don't give a damn what color they are, but yes, black women are absolutely dating outside their race, and it is way more culturally acceptable. Why that is, because, you know, black men ain't going to come out.
Oh, no, no, quick, before you jump in there, John, I'll tell you why that is. Because their excuse is that, you know, black men are all locked up. There's no good black men, and they all getting locked up anyway. So I might as well get me a white man. Or there's no good. When I go out on my date, you know, he's too short. He didn't pay. He did this. He did that. So I'm going to go ahead and get me a white man. That's the reason.
But then, and you know, and like I said, everybody's opinion is valid to a degree. But then to think about it, if you put yourself in the position of the sisters, think about it. There's more sisters, there's more women on this earth than men. So if you want to say the rations, the choice selection for women is damn near scarce, it's true. We could use God's scenario just now about, you know, incarcerated. But we can also use the factual thing that, yo, there's more women on this earth than men. So if you eliminate the gay dudes, if you eliminate the dudes that play as pimps, and if you eliminate the gay dudes, the dudes that play as pimps, and the dudes that's married, what you gonna do for the hundreds and thousands of single women left over there that might be looking for a black man? Ain't nothing left. So shit, they gotta shift their joints to Spanish, to white. They deserve that happiness. You can sigh all you want, fam. No, listen, you can sigh all you want, fam, and I respect that because you know I love you to death. But that's some real shit. The amount of us that's locked up, like Josh said, the amount of down-low brothers that be faking like they straight but they really gay, and then the amount of dudes that's actually official dudes that's married, when you think of the ratio, especially the HBCU we all went to, the ratio is like, what, 10 to 1, 17 to 1? So it's great for a dude, but what's the pickings for the sisters? You know what I'm saying? So ain't nothing to pick for.
It's funny.
So they got to go.
It's funny you bring up ratio, because I remember the last year that I was doing orientation for that particular university, we had a freshman class of 1,500 students. Out of the 1,500 students in that freshman class, only 300 were men, young men. Brothers was walking around talking about, I like these odds, because when you look at the 300 and it left, you know, 1,200 women, young women, out of that 300, they weren't all straight. They weren't all, quote-unquote, appealing. Some of them already had been bunned up with their girlfriends since high school, so it left a fewer number. So is it really a numbers game, John? You don't agree with that, right?
Of course not, because I totally disagree with those statistics. I hear this all the time. Where are all the men? Where are all the men? Open up your eyes and look around. They everywhere. Everywhere I go, they in Giant. They at the club. They in the streets. Just because you don't like the ones that you see, that's not necessarily what the totality of it is. And I mean, that's a two-way street. You just mentioned, you know, how there was, you know, 1,200 women to 300 men or whatever. Well, out there, 1,200 women, a bunch of them was not attractive out of the 1,200. A bunch of them might have looked like olive oil. A bunch of them might have not particularly liked men themselves, so on and so forth. So my point being
that's
is that...
That's fucked up, John.
Miss me with the excuse. No. That's an excuse.
I don't think it's probable that their numbers dwindle to the point where now you have an equal amount of men and women and they can pair up and find someone of their own race. Their numbers dwindle, but they probably dwindle from 1,200 down to 600, while the dudes, and if, let's say they dwindle down to 600, they still outnumber the dudes by double.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so this is my take on that whole situation, man. If you put 10 single women and 10 single men in a room, the 10 single men would pick one woman apiece, but all 10 of them women would pick one man. That's just the way that the world is set up. I didn't make the rules. That's just simply the way that it is.
Oh, well, shit.
That's
not our problem. If you want to use that analogy, out of them 10 dudes, at least half of them niggas is gay on the low, and the women can sense that, so they're not going to fuck with
them.
They're going to eliminate those five. So now 10 women to five dudes.
Nah, you stretching. I think Shonda Rhimes just made it very plausible for black women, professional black women, to go after professional white men.
As they should.
That's
if
all.
You are,
I mean,
hey,
look at Kerry Washington, and she wants a white bay in Vermont. Yeah, you know what? When it's all said and done, I do believe you should date who you want to date. Whoever you have your preference for. I mean, I'll tell you in a heartbeat. Yeah, you have white women who are attractive. extremely attractive. Put me in a room with Scarlett Johansson, I'm probably going to try her.
It's going down.
But the reality is my preference has been and always will be black women. I prefer them. Now, I can't get beaten up because of that preference. White girls can't run up on me talking about how come you prefer them over us. I got a whole laundry list of reasons. But the reality is you can have your preference. My problem is when you prefer everyone other than the people who look like your mama, your sisters, your cousins, your aunties, because you feel that looks unattractive and appealing, or their personalities, all of them, are so negative that you can't be in a relationship with them, then I have a problem. Then I have a problem. Because I can't build you, I can't trust you to build community in, within an African American community because you don't even want to be connected to them. I'd rather you just tell me you like white folk because of their genes before I like white folk over black people because they're ugly.
And I think we all touched on that solid point, and I concur. Like, you know what I'm saying? Who you decide to be with for the rest of your life or kick it with or whatever, that's your choice, but just don't say, you know what I'm saying? Don't diminish or don't disrespect your own race. Like, you know, I've dated black men, but, you know, based on my experience, you know, whatever it is, you just don't bash. Don't bash the race and say they're no good this or they're no good that or these people are aggressive. Or that's when it comes, you know, it causes a lot of tension. If you feel comfortable being white, black, Hispanic, Oriental, whatever, and you're happy and it brings you joy, hey, happiness, happily ever after, all that good stuff.
All I know is thinking about this the future. If I'm blessed to have children, I want a chocolate drop or maybe a caramel or, you know, a butter pecan. I want color. I want my children looking like me.
Amen. You are, no matter what kids you, no matter what woman you get with, whatever kids that you have, they're going to be kind of dark. So you don't have to worry about that. But my point is, everybody.
Sure.
No. It's not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing at all. For everyone. Okay. It is 2016. Please stop completely dismissing anybody because of their race. If you were going to sit up here and be like, I can't be with X people because they are white, because they are black, because they are whatever, you're ignorant, and you need to check yourself. That's wrong. There's plenty of every kind of person that has personality traits or whatever you want to call it that you want. You know what I'm saying? Whether she's white, black, you know, want. Ladies out there that's listening, do me a favor right now today. Go find you a white man. See what that's like. Just see what it's like. You might like it. Shit, I mean, what's the problem? Black men that's out there listening, go find you a white woman. See what it's like. I mean, damn, man, let's get past all this for once.
Okay, Rodney King.
But real quick, yo, KG, we love you, we miss you, and John, I'm glad you was here for this episode, man. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, you got
me back. Y'all still kick me out. That's y'all, niggas.
Okay, so on that note, I'm gonna mute his mic on that note. Neil.
Yo.
All right, we got a minute left. Anybody want to hit us with a closing comment before we bounce out of here?
Man, like I said, man, I think John hit it on the note, and Ryan, everybody, and John too. Be with who you want to be with. Enjoy life. Life is too short to be worried about the bullshit and the naysayers. They're not in your house. They're not in your bed. They're not in your life. Fuck them. So if you want to be with who you want to be with, enjoy that, and please make sure we vote in this motherfucking
right,
election.
Thank you, sir. My closing comment is F that. Go get someone that look like you. I'm going to be ignorant, just like John said. We all ignorant. Go get someone that look like you. That's my advice. That's Rasheem said that.
Hey,
that's what I care about. But listen, we got to get out of here. Next week, you got 2 seconds, John, two.
Hurry up.
One.
Any big booty white
okay,
woman out there,
so next
holler
week,
at me.
You said big-legged white woman?
That too.
Oh, all right, listen, y'all. Next week, Birth of a Nation, Nate Parker with his sexual assault and ass. We're going to talk about that. Yo, this has been a brother's point of view, y'all. Peace.
I'm focused, man. Tell stop to holler at me, man.